Okay, we are in the Gemara Seherim Chav Chesamad Aleph. Slow going, but we're discussing Rav. Rav made a statement regarding his children would not be able, or son-in-law would not be able to testify against his uncle. As we'll show you in the picture, or the chart rather. That was the story there. So Rav is saying that his son and son-in-law may not testify against his uncle. And we said that's a third generation testifying against a first generation. And we didn't find in our Mishnah any third generations that could testify against the first generation. So now the great fantastic answer that was given is the chart that you're looking at now, which unfortunately is... my chart didn't come out so good. It's a little better now, but still not so good. But he said, when the Mishnah said, in chart two, oh, it's not so bad now. When it said that, remember we mentioned 10 disqualified people to testify against me, right? 10. And then we said, they cannot testify, their sons and their son-in-laws cannot testify, right? So from that we saw, based on chart number two, the one you're looking at over there, is that really it only goes 1-2 or 2-1 is the disqualification, right? Because all we did was either go up to the parent level with the uncles or so, father-in-laws, whatever, or you go down to the Their children are their cousins and cousins-in-laws, which is a 2-2 relationship. Or it's me and the generation below, which is a 2-1 relationship. That's all we had. So that's the problem. Rav, where do you get that the disqualification of a 3-1 relationship? To which Rav said, no, when it says they, let's pick any example. Let's say the brother, number one. They, he's one of the they, and their sons and their son-in-laws... says, don't learn it like that, but rather learn it like, it means, let's go to that same brother, they, their sons, and their son's son-in-law, which I can't bring up. There it is. Right? They, their sons, and their son-in-laws. So it's going down another generation. It's the son's son-in-law. Right? So now you have a 3-1. That's the answer that Rav wants to give. That's where we ended off yesterday. We're all good on that, yeah? More now is going to say, you cannot say that that's pshat. No, I think that's pretty clear. Right? That's pretty clear. I've taken enough time to make sure it should be clear. We're not rushing through. It's not easy stuff. Okay, so now the Gemara says, that would be wonderful. We cannot say that's pshat in the Mishnah. You can't say that the son... and now his son-in-law is referring to the son as opposed to the father. Can't say that. Why? Because we have Rav Chiya's analysis of our Mishnah. And ve'ela hodit toni Rabbi Chiya, but Rabbi Chiya has made the following statement regarding our Mishnah, which is accepted as fact. He says, we have Shmona Avos. There are 8 principal categories. Now, I know we just said there's 10. If you look on the list, there's 10. We put 10 numbers over there. And why he's skipping the last two, the Gemara is going to discuss later. So just let it go. They say, well, but it's 10. No, he says there are 8. We go, and the way I numbered them, till number 8, which is his father-in-law. Number 9, his wife's sister's husband, brother-in-law through the wife's sister, he's not mentioning, and also stepson is not being mentioned. We'll just put them for the side right now and not worry about them. But you have 8 principles. So you have 8 principles, but how many evolve from the 8 principles? Shehein Eshrim Rabo, which become 24. Now you understand clearly how the 8 become 24, right? You say they, that's 8, their sons, it's 8 more, and their son-in-laws is 8 more, is 24. If we learned the original Pshat of Mishnah, well, that fits really good. We got 24. But if you're going to learn according to Rav, well, what are we saying? It's not just they, he, and his son, and it's going now another generation. So let's take a look again. Sorry, I can't get it all. But, 1 minute, let me try it again. Oh, I just never can do it. Okay, anyway. It's just not. Anyway, look at your picture. You see, if you've got they, so they is one, is eight. Their son is another eight. Now, from jumping down to the next generation, to son-in-laws, well, let's see, how many do you get? You get 24, you get more than 24. Well, you got theirs eight, right? The son is eight. Now, if you got the son, you also got the son-in-law. His son, that's eight. And now the son's son-in-law is eight more. So now you get 32. And if you really wanted to extend it, what it should really be, the son's son would also be part of that, right? So that would be another eight. Anyway, but at least 32. At least 32. But he says it's only 24. 24 only works if it's they, son, and his son-in-law. Then it's 8 plus 8 plus 8. But if you're saying it's referring to they, their sons, and the son's son-in-law, then it's going to be more than 24. Because you're going to have another 8 with the son's son-in-laws. And of course, it goes without saying that father's original son-in-law is still part of the equation. So it should say 32. You understand the question. So therefore, that you cannot say Rav's pshat in the Mishnah. He's saying, Hani, according to Rav, Tal Sinu Tartinavi, it would be 32. And since Rav Chiya counts only 24 disqualifications, we see that he does not define the Mishnah's expression, his son-in-law, as referring to a third generation. Again, according to Rav, let's see, the way Rav learned the Mishnah, look at the footnote, not only are the principal's sons and son-in-law disqualified, but also an additional generation of sons and son-in-laws. Rav Chiya then should list a total of 32 disqualifications, 8 principals, 8 sons, 8 son-in-laws, plus 8 grandsons. Now here, Gemara does not ask that Rav Chiya should also count 8 grandsons-in-law and list 40 disqualifications, since it can be understood that grandson-in-laws are not to be reckoned separately, for once it is known that son-in-laws are like sons, it's also known that grandsons-in-laws are like grandsons. So we wouldn't have to mention the other 8. But really, according to Rav Chiya, it should say 40, but we wouldn't have to mention the last 8 because we already know it from the first generation son-in-laws. Okay? But it clearly shouldn't say 24. It has to be much more than that. Clear? Yes? So guess what? Boom! Out goes that answer. This whole chart I make, throw it out. You can't say, that's not pshat in the Mishnah. We've got to, we'll see. We're going to soon knock it out totally. Ella what? The Gemara has to revise the fencing Rav. Ella olam chason amamish. When the Mishnah says his son-in-law, it means the principal's son-in-law, not the son's son-in-law. So that's out. Okay, so now the problem is, and this is a little tricky here, but still Rav says it includes the son-in-law of his son. So, in other words, it's a little tricky question now, but it's saying like this. So, if that's the case, no, the Mishnah really means when it says he, his son, and his son-in-laws, it means the principal is he, his son, and the principal's son-in-law. But yet, when we say an answer, it means the son's son-in-law. So, why is he calling his son-in-law his son's son-in-law? Rav Chiya agrees that the pshat in the Mishnah is he, his son, and his son-in-law. He agrees that's true. But Rav Chiya, yet Rav still says what the Mishnah, he's going to call it his son and his son's son-in-law, even though it's not his son's son-in-law. His son-in-law, he's calling his son's son-in-law. So you ask him, why in the world would he do that? Okay? Why in the world would he do that? Just be patient. But you understand, we're going, if we say there's 24 people who can't testify, well, we know it's the principal, his son, and his son-in-law. That has to be pshat. But why does Rav, when he looks at the Mishnah, well, the Mishnah doesn't allow generation one to generation three. So, well, it means when it says his son and then next son-in-law, it's the same as saying his son's son-in-law. But that's not what it means. Why is he saying it? You'll see. This is why it took me so long to get this through. Right? The Gemara above explained that Rav derived, remember, where did Gemara say, where did Rav get the idea? You can go 3-1. Doesn't say it, right? So Gemara says, this qualification of a third level kinship from the Mishnah's case of son-in-law. He gets it from son-in-law, from the fact it says son-in-law. So originally thought it meant the son's son-in-law.
Yeah.
No. Although the Mishnah indeed refers, no, to the principal son-in-law, Rav considered identical to and refers to it as the son's son-in-law, even though it's not. For reason the Gemara is going to explain right now. So just hang on one more sentence. We've got to see why. He's going to call him the son's son-in-law, even though that's not what he is. Now why? Here's the new insight. Where does a son-in-law come from? Does it come from in the family?
No.
Hopefully.
It comes from out of the family. The Chiddush they're going to want to say, even though we said, if we're looking at all our things, you have the man, he's whatever level he is, right? Level one, whatever level he is. His son is level two. We thought son-in-law is also level two. That's what we've been learning the whole time. Son-in-law, because we've been saying son-in-law, son. Rav is going to say, no. Since the son, I understand, is level two because it's from his blood. Consanguinity. But when you have affinity is tantamount to another level. So affinity, even if it's the same generation as two, affinity is three. So a son-in-law is like a son's son-in-law, as it were. You follow? Even though the Mishnah doesn't mention it, even though the Mishnah is his Chiddush is a relation through affinity automatically is considered like a one generation removed, even if it's in the same generation of the brother, of the son. You follow? So that's why he's saying, I could see 3-1, I see 3-1 from the fact that a son-in-law of a man is disqualified, that by definition, even though his son is a 2-1, the son-in-law, since he's coming from outside, is a 3-1, and therefore he refers, even though the Mishnah says the principal's son-in-law, Rav understands it. It would be, it's tantamount to saying the son's son-in-law. Let's just read a little more before we get to your question. Kivan, why? Since the me'alma ka'asi, since he comes from outside the family, kidor acher dami, he's considered like another generation removed. Now, here's the important. Though the Mishnah indeed means, when you look at the Mishnah, what does the Mishnah mean? Rav doesn't disagree. Means the principal's son-in-law, that's what it means. Him, his son, and his son-in-law. That's what the Mishnah says. But what can we extract from that? That still, that son-in-law is one level removed from the principal's daughter since he's not a blood relative. According to this proposal, there's no husband-wife identity principle. Till now, we always said the husband and wife, that's one. That's what we've been learning till now, and we're going to conclude that way. But right now, trying to save Rav over here, he's coming up with a Chiddush. That's all. You can disagree with it, but that's what he's saying. He's saying there is no idea of husband-wife identity over here. It always is a generation removed, considered like that. Thus, the Mishnah, what did the Mishnah teach us? That one's uncle is disqualified. The Mishnah says that. That's 2-1. One's cousin is disqualified. That's 2-2. Now, once you have one's cousin-in-law, that's 2-3. That's how Rav deduced that a third level degree of kinship also disqualifies a person. Now, and for the purpose of illustration, here's the cue. I don't know why he puts it in a bracket. Rav explains the Mishnah as if it had said the son's son-in-law. It's as if the Mishnah said son's son-in-law, but it didn't. But for all intents and purposes, we can extract out from that. So now you see that it's now a 3-2. Right, when we say your uncle, right, can't testify against you, neither can his son. All right, that's a 2-2, right? Neither his son-in-law, no longer called 2-2. It's one generation removed. That becomes 3-2.
So would Rav say your grandchildren? What would he say your grandchildren?
Well, I don't know. That would be a 3-1. Three to one. Okay, we'll see. But anyway, that's where he gets. Now, so from our Mishnah, if you really look carefully, we're talking about the me person. Remember, the me person. All right, well, and if you take out the fourth generation there, so the me, look at anybody related to the me. My brother, he's a one, right? His son is a two, and then his son-in-law is a three. Mm-hmm. I don't know why the commentary is just hopping on 3 to 2 with the cousins relation, but it would be other cousins, I guess. If you've got, let's say, let's go to the uncle. Okay, let's say go up to the higher level. Your father's brother. Father's brother. Let's say that's, see, number two. He's from me and the line up to the father.
Yeah.
And now the brother is a number two, the second one, right?
Yeah.
That's the uncle. So they're prohibited to him. Who else? Their son and their son-in-law, right?
Yeah.
So now let's look. The son is what? It's a 2 to 2, first cousin. Mm-hmm. But the son-in-law, according to Rav Strat, is a 3 to 2.
Yeah.
So see that a 3 to 2 is prohibited. That's where that we learned that was just 2 to 2. It's all the same. Rav wants to make a chiddush that when it's affinity, it's like you're adding a step removed, and even that is prohibited 3 to 2. And that's the way it's going to work with all of them. Let's. Well, the commentary doesn't, but it would obviously be the same. This is where I don't understand the commentary. Let's say your brother. Okay, your brother is 1 to 1, right? Me and my brother, it's 1 to 1.
Right.
No, right? His son, my nephew, is 2 to 1. Now, if you can say son-in-law is 1 rule, that should be 3 to 1. No. It would seem. The commentary doesn't mention that. I don't know why. But anyway, and remember, we're trying to help Rav out over here. What would you say is a more distant relative? A three to one or a 3 to 2?
3 to 2.
3 to 2, because as you...
Simple way,
remember, count the numbers. Count the numbers. 3 to 1 is number 4. 3 to 2 is 5. And it's because it's not. It's coming from further away. But anyway, so that's the answer.
And now we're elevating the son-in-law to the second level,
but,
really.
Okay. So now that seems to be the answer. So let's just back it up. Let's go back to the point before. So you got 3 to 2. Now here's going to be the problem. Now the Gemara is getting a little tricky now. So Ihachi, Gemara is going to reject this answer too. Even if you want to say this idea that affinity adds a number as generation, he says not going to work. This is where it gets a little tricky here. So well, what does that become? I don't understand this next line of the Gemara. I don't get it. But he's going to say if that's the case, Havale Shlishi B'Sheni. Then all we know is third level concerning second level. Okay, that's what we said, third to second, right?
Yeah.
For the Mishnah states that an uncle's son-in-law is disqualified even though that's a second level to third degree of kinship, right? That I see that part, right? Your uncle's son-in-law. Uncle is 2 to 1, is 1 to 2.
1 to 2.
Uncle is 1.
2.
Nephew, me, is 2. Uncle's son-in-law?
3.
That's a 3.
Yeah.
3 to 2. So it says, obviously, now again, right here, I don't get it. I don't know why that's saying that only. I mean, what about 3 to 1? Don't we have 3 to 1 also? When you've got me and my brother are 1 to 1, right? Me and my brother are 1 to 1.
His son is 1 to 2.
And his was 3 to 1. 3 to 1. So I don't know why the Gemara's not. I don't know why. We'll have to work on that. Anyway, we're in the middle of a question. Don't ask anything yet. We're in shaky ground. So how's Gemara filling out the question? Well, it comes out a 3 to 2 is prohibited. But what was Rav saying? Let's go back to Rav's picture. Where are you? Rav's picture. Rav's picture said, my son,
yeah.
to my uncle is 3-1. Forget about son-in-law. What would son-in-law be?
There's also three.
Son,
three or four for some.
Yeah, anyway.
Four. I don't know why four, but that's what it says, three or four.
It would be another generation removed. Anyway, let's just see whether Gemara fears its question over here. So the Mishnah is telling me 3-2 is disqualified, but Varav. Ah, that's what it is. Varav Asher Shlishi Vesheni. Even though Rav says 3-1 can't testify, but the implication is, but 3-2 could, because it's more distant. So it would not be consistent with the Mishnah. Now, how do you get that? But Rav himself qualified a third level to a second level. Thus, Rav could not have understood the Mishnah. Now, how do you get that? How do you see he qualified a third to a two? Look at the note. Rav said only that, so too, I cannot testify concerning my father's brother. That's 2-1, right? Neither I, nor my son, nor my son-in-law. So what's that? That's 3-1, right? Right, 3-1 can't testify. The implication that Rav's son could testify, they only couldn't testify against his uncle, right? Could they testify against the uncle's son?
Yes,
my son could testify against my uncle's son. What's that? That's a 3-2. 3-2, right? And we just said the Mishnah said, if you're going to learn the Mishnah saying we remove one generation, not only do you get 3-1, you get 3-2. That's what the Gemara mentions, 3-2, and not 3-1. Could even 3-2. You follow? When the Mishnah says, if that's what you're going to say, we treat the marriage of Finney, moves it over a one, that means not only is a 3-1, 3-1 is prohibited.
But 3-2 as well.
But you got 3-2.
Yeah.
Follow? Now that's where they're picking on, because that becomes more distant. Remember, 3-1 is closer than 3-2. We said, if you're going to learn the Mishnah, if you're going to say that a son-in-law adds a generation, that means the Mishnah's even told us 3-2. Not just 3-1. We had to answer the question, Rob. How come he makes that his son can't testify against his uncle? That's a 3-1. Mishnah never said 3-1, right? It's prohibited. So no, it means when you're moving over with a son-in-law, that adds another generation. That becomes a new number. So we've got 3-1s in the Mishnah, don't we? We got a lot of 3-1s in the Mishnah. Okay? So once I have 3-1, but then if you're going to do everything in Mishnah, you also have a 3-2. Now, from Rav's statement, when he said a 3-1 is prohibited, okay, let's look again. How about 3-2? Rav said, I can't testify against my uncle, not me, not my son, not my son-in-law. Okay? But did he say they can't testify against the cousin? His son could testify against the cousin. The son is a 3-2.
Yeah.
So how can you let, if you're going to say this answer, that the son-in-law removes it one more, so then how do you have the son testifying against the cousin? It's a 3-2. And 3-2, according to Mishnah, is not allowed. Follow? Four, we're asking, where'd you get 3-1 is not allowed. Well, I could tell you how I got that, because I learned the Mishnah that a son-in-law is one more rule, so you got a case of 3-1. Yeah, you got 3-1, but you also got 3-2.
Yeah.
Based on that, it's prohibited. And you never, if you wanted, you were telling me, who couldn't testify? I can't testify against my uncle. Well, what about your cousin? Right? And neither can my son or my son-in-law testify against my uncle, which implies they could testify against the cousin. But that's a 3-2. Shouldn't be able to do that either. So that's why it's a problem. Good?
So what's the answer?
Well, you know what the answer is going to be. Ella! Answer is, you're right. We got to pull that answer out too. This whole idea that marriage adds a veneration, out. I have to back out. Well, wait a minute. We still got to answer the question, though. But that, in other words, we've tried a couple layers. Let's try to change trap in the Mishnah. That's out. Well, what did I mean? That a son-in-law? I meant that when there's marriage, it moves it out of another generation. Well, that can't be either. So we go back to the drawing board. Ella means but. That means we've got to retract. Got to find another answer. Rav Dama Grebelazer. Rav holds like Grebelazer. So it says, Gemara now retracts the assertion that a son-in-law is considered one level removed from his blood-related counterpart, whereas son-in-law is indeed considered related as a son. That's it. So now what's he going to do? Okay, you know what? You got a Mishnah. That's a problem to me. Well, he holds like Rebbe Elazar. Okay. And Rebbe Elazar's a Tana. In other words, he could say, you're right. From this Mishnah, it's a problem. The Mishnah never does not disqualify 3-1. You're right. I can't fix up this Mishnah. No way I can make the Mishnah fit like Rav. But guess what? I have another Tana somewhere else on the planet. Remember, as long as you have another Tana, that will support your view. So the Mishnah doesn't. But as a Braisa, the Rebbe Elazar says the following. Okay, and obviously you're going to get a 3-1 out of this. That's what we're going to find over. You're going to get a 3-1. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Kishem She'achi Abba. There's going to be a picture soon. Kishem She'achi Abba Lo Yoidli, just like my father's brother cannot testify against me. Right? He can't testify. I mean, that's a 1-2, right?
Yeah, that's his uncle.
Who? He can't. Ubeno, his son. What's that? 2-2. Yeah. Can't testify against me. Bechosa, and his son-in-law also can't. Well, it depends. We're going to say still 2-2. Still 2-2. Kach, so too, ben achi abba, the son of my brother, my father's brother, my cousin. Kach ben achi abba. So now my cousin lo yed li, he can't testify against me. Who? Me. That's 2-2. Ubeno, and his son can't testify against me.
That's 2-3.
That should be 3-2, right? 3-2. Vichosno. And also his son-in-law could not testify against me. All right? Here's the picture.
4-2.
Okay, so now, Rebbe Elazar, who disqualifies a cousin's son from testifying, disqualifies a second level to third level degree of kinship. Certainly, then, he would agree with Rav's ruling disqualifying a third level to first level degree of kinship. So, he's saying like this. He's saying that what? That the son-in-law, the white box, number 2, can't testify against 2. Also, the white box 3 can't testify against 2 either. He holds like Rebbe Elazar, that says that the 3 can't testify against the 2. But wait a minute. How does that answer anything? The whole problem was, we said that according to Rav, he's saying a 3-2 could.
Yeah,
so how is he helping it? I'm going to ask that in a second. But we extricated ourselves from the Mishnah.
Yeah.
We didn't have to force ourselves to say that marriage pushes it off one.
Yeah.
Okay? Or not. So the son, right? We didn't have to say that idea that marriage is considered further one. To say he fits to the Mishnah, we'd have to say marriage pushes it off one. No, he's going to hold like Rebbe Elazar. Don't have to say marriage pushes off a generation. This is Rebbe Elazar. Now, our Mishnah, right, didn't learn that. Our Mishnah never said a 3-2 is prohibited. Rebbe Elazar says a 3-2 is prohibited. So one more saying, well, but if a 3-2 is prohibited, then what's for sure prohibited? A 3-1.
3-1 for sure.
So, but wait a minute. But the whole question we said is it comes from Rav, 3-2 is allowed. So how does that help? But it helps. We haven't had to say that a son-in-law is a generation removed. We didn't have to say that. So now you're going to see what he's going to do now. The more he's going to ask the question, right? Vakati, what does that help? How will she say? She's saying a third can't do the second one, but you said it was okay. So how does that help you that you go like Rebbe Elazar? How does that help you? Because Varav, we already asked, Achsher Shlish Mishani. He said a third could testify against a second. So how does that help you?
Yeah.
The answer is, he's going to say like this. He holds like Rebbe Elazar halfway, and not like Rebbe Elazar the other halfway. That's how he makes it. So he says, Rav, Savarle Kavasei Bechada. Rav holds like Rav in one way. Upligole Bechada. And he disagrees with him in one point. What is that? Rav agrees with Rebbe Elazar in disqualifying a third level relative. In general, he agrees with that, but disagrees with Rebbe Elazar disqualifying the third level relative, according even concerning a second level relative. In other words, what's the point here? We were asking from our Mishnah, Rav, how do you have a third level relative disqualified to a one? How do you have 3-1 us? Our Mishnah doesn't say that at all. And we tried what we could, but no matter what, it didn't work out. He says, okay, forget it. Let's just pick another rabbi. There's another Tana, Reb Elazar, who argues dramatically with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah does not prohibit any level three at all, right? Our Mishnah, any 3-1, 3-2, no problem, right? Reb Elazar is extreme. It's not, he says one, he's not arguing just 3-1. He's even arguing 3-2. So look how we got it set up. Our Mishnah is very lenient, saying what? You only prohibit 1-2, 2-1. That's it. There's no 3 at all. That's very lenient, right? Yeah. Reb Elazar, much stricter, 2 degrees stricter. Number one, a 3 in general now becomes disqualified, 3-1. Not only 3-1, but even 3-2. Right? So you see the polaric extremes here? You see that? So now, once you got 2 Tanayim so polaric, he can put himself right in the middle and be the compromise candidate. Mm-hmm. 3-1. You follow? You can't say I'm nuts. You go, well, the mission is a 3 is a nuts at all. Well, so how do you get 3 to be disqualified? Well, wait a minute. Reb Elazar, you know what he does? He does 3-1 and 3-2. Now, before we were learning the Mishnah is the only opinion, and it, when the way he distorted or reinterpreted the Mishnah was saying 3-1, 3-2, how could you argue? And there was nobody else to hang your head on. But now we brought a new Tana, Reb Elazar, what have we created now? The Mishnah, according to Pashut, is 3 is never disqualified, according to Mishnah. Reb Elazar says, what are you talking about? 3 is disqualified. Not only is 3-1 disqualified, 3-2 is disqualified. So now, what can Rav do? He's the compromise candidate. I'm going to go not as lenient as the Mishnah and not as strict as Reb Elazar. And if he goes 3-1, it's not an unreasonable opinion. As a matter of fact, we could say he's the moderate opinion who's trying to put the Congress together to get the vote on the package. So he's going to go 3-1, at least agree to 3-1. All right? And that's how he's going to have that answer. You with me so far, guys?
So
now what is the answer? There's still a little bit more to go, but I don't know if we're going to get to it. But it's very simple now. Rav said clearly, what's Rav's opinion? Back to the picture here. Back to the picture here.
She said only 2-1.
Let's look. Rav said, I cannot testify against my uncle. I cannot testify against my cousin. I cannot testify against my uncle.
Yeah.
Just like I can't, so my son and my son-in-law can't. That was 3-1.
Yeah.
We said, where do you get 3-1? Our mission never goes past 2-2. Never goes past 2-2.
Right.
Where do you get that? We have a whole type of answers. Well, no, it is. It is. This is that. We say, wait a minute. If you're going to do that, if you're going to learn the mission the way you want to say it, that means 3-2 can't even. But you imply that your son could testify against his cousin, right? Son can't testify against the uncle, but he could testify against the cousin. You allow 3-2. How do you allow 3-2? The Mishnah doesn't allow it the way you wanted to learn it. So, okay, I can't learn the Mishnah that way. The Mishnah only says 1-1, 2-2, 2-1, that's it. So where do you get 3-1 from? Well, I'll tell you where. Because there's another Tana, Reb Elazar, who says not only is 3-1 usher, but 3-2 is disqualified. So now I got extreme opinions. The Mishnah doesn't allow anything in the 3 to be disqualified. Reb Elazar says 3-1, 3-2, very strict. And he becomes the middle opinion, 3-1, yes, and 3-1, no, disqualifying, 3-2, no. So now we've got 3 positions. Follow? Now what's left, we have to leave for next week, because ready after the time. Okay, where does Rav see that? Where does Rav see that? And how does he argue with Reb Elazar? And then we have to go back to the psukim of fathers dying for the sons, sons for the fathers. They're, how they're going to learn the pasuk is going to be. But so far, it's pretty clear. Believe it or not, I think it's clear.
Yeah.
It is. Our Mishnah clearly does not prohibit third level to anybody. Reb Elazar, third level is prohibited not only to 3-1, but 3-2. And what was the problem with Rav? Rav said 3-1 is disqualified. So he'll be like Reb Elazar in that point, but he'll disagree that it can go into 3, but not as far as 3-2. Okay.